Swedish friends. This year should be a special Swiss. Amironi Mimorasi Shayichu, the Nishas Marasas to Bas Shmuel, Roshana Biskonaswata, Hana Bas Mevzev, Tos Moshe Ben Shdina, Ramayi Sober Moshe Mordechai, Rav Daniel Eli Ben Shlomit. We're learning about the Inyan of Eved Ivri, sixth parasha, Parashas Behar, based in the Torah of Mori Rabbi Gona Gadur David Sakman Zetzal. Perak Chafei, Pasuk Nun Hei, Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim, Avadim, Asher Etzesi Yosem Eretz Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, because to me are the Jewish people slaves, servants. They are my servants, that I took them out of Egypt. I am Hashem, your God. So, it's interesting here in the Pasuk we see that it says, Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim, Avadim. What's the kefil lashon, the double lashon? Av avadim avadayhem. So ask the al shich ne'arachayim HaKadosh. We also have to understand when it says avadayhem, we have a reason. Asher etzesi osam eretz Mitzrayim. But when it says ki liben Yisrael avadim, it doesn't say a reason. So what's the difference between the avadim without a reason and the avadayhem with a reason? Also, it says earlier in verse 42, pasuk mem beis. So there it only says ki avadayhem, and here it says also ki libnei Yisrael avadim. So there it says you are my servants that I took you out of Egypt, and you shouldn't be sold as slaves, like a slave. And here it says faker, so not faker, but it says only here. There it says only avadehem, and here it says avadehem and kili b'nei Yisrael avadim. So what's the difference in that earlier on? It only said it once, avadehem, and here it adds kili b'nei Yisrael avadim. And also there it doesn't say ani Hashem Elokeichem. Here in Pasuk Ninhei it says ani Hashem Elokeichem. Apparently we're talking about the same minyan of treating your Eved Ivri properly. And that it says ani Hashem Elokeichem, Rashi brings from the Taras Kohanim, kol mishabdan milamata kilu mishabdan milamalan. So anybody who's mishabed you, mishabed in Eved Ivri down here, it is as if he subjugates them above in heaven. So you see that it's not a good thing. And the question is, it's mutter to be konen eved ivri. So what's Rashi telling us from the Medrash? This caveat that if you're mishabed them down here, it's as if you're mishabed them up there in Shemayim. It's permitted. So why is the Medrash telling us how terrible it is? The Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Yud, and what it says here, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim, notes that in Parashas Re'eh 14:1 it says Bani Matem Lashem Elokeichem, and there it says Atem Kruyim Banim V'Kruyim Avadim. We have one pasuk that says we're Avadim. We have another pasuk that says we're Banim. Here it says we're Avadim. And in Re'eh it says that we're banim. So if we're osim b'tzano shel makom, we're banim. If we're doing God's will, we're sons. And if we're not doing God's will, then we're called avadim. So lechor we have to understand, why does the Gemara bring the later pasuk of li b'nei Yisrael avadim, and not the earlier pasuk of avadehem asher otzesi osam eretz Mitzrayim that it says in pasuk mem beis? So why does the Gemara bring the later pasuk of B'nai Yisrael Avadim? We already have an earlier pasuk of B'nai Yisrael Avadim. The earlier pasuk of Avadei Hamasher Tzeis Yosem Eretz Mitzrayim. We also have to understand Rashi in Kiddushin 22b. Manishtane Elza Mikol Evarim Shebeguf. Why does the ear different than all the other organs that it has a whole board in it? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ozen Shesham Al Har Sinai, Ki Libnei Yisrael Avadim, Belo Avadim La Avadim, V'Holach Zeh V'Kona Adam La'atzimu Yirotza. That Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the ear that heard at Mount Sinai, that the Jewish people are servants to me, and not servants to servants. And he went and he acquired a master for himself, so he deserves a holiness here. So here we have to understand, why don't we bring the earlier pasuk of Avadehem Asher Hotzeisi? Again, here we bring the later pasuk of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim, and we already have an earlier pasuk of Avadehem Asher Hotzeisi. In fact, in the Gilyon and the Gemara, the pasuk brought is actually Avadehem, the earlier pasuk. But that's not our girsa. So we really have to understand two things. Number one, why does the Gemara in Kiddushin not bring the earlier pasuk? The Gemara brings Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, and not avadahem, the earlier pasuk. Second question is that there's a Gemara above a Metzia and Daf Yud that a poel yachal lachzer bo afilu b'chatzi ayom, because it says avadahem v'lo avadim la'avadim. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia that tries to prove we're avadim to Hashem and not avadim to avadim brings from avadahem, but the Gemara in Kiddushin, who wants to tell us we're only God's servants and not anybody else's servants, quotes from the later pasuk of Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, and not from the pasuk cited by the Gemara in Bava Metzia of Ki avadahem, the earlier pasuk. Why does the Gemara bring in the Kiddushin the later pasuk, and why not? Why is it different than the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which brings the earlier pasuk of Gavadehem? So we have on our plate now a whole slew of kashas, and now we are going to address them. Again, based on Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagon ha-Mufla v'ha-Muflag of David Yitzchak Manzitzel. In the union of Avadehem and Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim, the fact that we're Hashem's servants, there are actually two elements. Number one is that an Eved Ivri is different than an Eved Kenaini. How is he different than an Eved Kenaini? First of all, B'kinyano. An Eved Kenaini is a Kinyan Aguf. When one acquires an Eved Kenaini, it is, he's acquiring him as an acquisition. He owns him. He owns his body. Just like one would own another item. An Eved Ivri isn't acquired. It's not his goof. If his goof was acquired, why is he leaving after 6 years? Why does he have all these limits on his avoda? So the answer is pashut. The reason he's leaving is because he's not really owned. His body isn't owned. He's there to work. He has to work for his master for 6 years, and that's it. And even the kinyan that the master, number two, even the kinyan that the master has in him is limited. Because, as I alluded to before, it's not only the 6 years, but it's also other asurim, lasir debo befarech, not to make him work for farech Rashi there says with rigor, unnecessary jobs for the purpose of tormenting him. Lo yimachu mem keres aved. Rashi says there you shouldn't be sold the way a slave is sold, namely by public announcement, saying here is a slave for sale. They may not stand him up on an auctioning block for public sale. It's another hagbala. Osir de bobefarech, lo yimachu mem keres aved. So there's a big discussion of these asurim in the incredible Sefer Be'er Miriam on Hilchot Melachim of Rabbeinu, in the second volume, in the sixth perek, in the first halacha, Oz Beis Ayin Sham Arichus Nifla. Now, this, that there's a limit in the kinyan of the Eved Ivri, and therefore there is surim not to enslave him too much, are not because there's a chisaron in the etzem akinyan. When it comes to not owning his body, and therefore he goes out in six years, so that's a chisaron in the kinyan. He doesn't actually own the body, so his avod is limited. But here, the reason that we have these isurim is because the Jewish people are meshubed l'Hashem. Not a chisaron in the kinyan of the avod, but the Jews are meshubed l'Hashem. Like Rashi writes, and Pasuk Nun Hey, Shtari Kodem. My shtar comes first. My document comes first. I got you first. My contract came before. And thus, when the Jubilee arrives, the servant must be released and revert to being God's servant. It says in the previous pasuk, "V'migal be'elav yatzav b'shnas hayobel hu banavimo, ki liben Yisrael avadim avadehem asher etzis yosam meretz mitzrayim ani Hashem Elokeichem." So we're meshubed l'Hashem, and therefore we have a Torah of Eved Hashem. So that would explain why you're not allowed to enslave them. The reason is because we are God's people. It's not a chisaron in the kinyan. It's not because he doesn't own our goof. Could be that he doesn't own our goof, and we still can serve him in a very derogatory way, but it's because we're God's servants, and therefore we have a chashivus, and that's why they're not allowed to lower us, belittle us when we become an Eved Ivri, and we have a Torah of Eved Hashem. If we get there, Eved Melech Melech. Ayin Shavuos Mem Zayin Amud Beis Uberashi Par. Parshas Tvarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin. And like we see in Tosis and Gittin, in the first Perek, that when somebody is Meshubit to a Chash of a person, his Cheirus is a Chov. Why is his freedom a Chov? Because you're Meshubit to a Chash of person, so that makes you Chash of. Mitzad this chashivus, it's not right that there should be an haga mashpila of Eved, and he should be lowered like a slave. And therefore, we have these asurim, lo sir de babafarech, lo yimachem mkaras aved, lo sabad babodas aved. So it could be that klape bezin yanim elu, vis a vis these two elements, number one, that there's a hagbala in the kinyan, that the kinyan is a limited kinyan. In so far as that the Eved goes out after six, and number two, the Eved may not be degraded, lowered. So that's what it says here in the pasuk: "Hili b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadayhem asher hotzeti otam." Why? Because it says in Targum Yonatan, "Arum dili hinun b'nei Yisrael mishtabdun leoraiti." Avadai inun de afekit yaton me'ara de mitzrayim. Because to me, are B'nai Yisrael meshubed to my Torah, they are my servants, that I took them out of the land of Egypt. In other words, Kili B'nai Yisrael avadim, to me, B'nai Yisrael are meshubed to my Torah. They are my servants that I took them out of the land of Egypt. In other words, Li b'nei Yisrael avadim is that they're kanei l'Torah. Mishtabdun le'oraiti, they're kanei to Torah. And therefore, There can't be an absolute kinyan. There can't be a kinyan aguf, like similar to what we see earlier, verse 23. The land can't be sold forever, because to me is the land, because you are strangers with me. So the land is absolutely is mine. So you have no kinyan mukhlat in the land. So hu adin, you have no kinyan mukhlat. You have no absolute kinyan in the Eved Ivri. Mizeh klapei dinei ha-yitzia ve-ha-ge'ula, and that's vis-a-vis the laws of going out and being redeemed. The Eved, go out and be redeemed, because we are God's servants, and not because we are meshibah to the Torah, and therefore there can't be an absolute kinyan in Bnei Yisrael. That's li Bnei Yisrael avadim. They're meshibah to my Torah, and therefore you can't absolutely own them. And then yishkan davar nosaf. There's an additional thing. Avadayhem, dahainu sheshmam hu avdei Hashem. They were called avdei Hashem, and this is expressed because otzeti otam eretz Mitzrayim. In other words, the chshivus of an eved lo ba yidei asiya mitzad hanikne. The importance of an Eved is not because the one who is acquired did something, but rather because the one who acquired him and made him a servant is important, and that importance extends to the Eved as well. And this importance, this Hachshava, was evident when the Jewish people were taken out of Egypt by God, that they became Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ולא עבדי פרעו. ומכוח חשיבות זו מתחייב העניין שביארנו בהנהגה מיוחדת גם כלפי החלק הקנוי לאדון. And Hashem took us out of Egypt, and now we're Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Avdei Par, like we said before. On one hand, you can't be Kona Jew absolutely, because he's Meshibah to the Torah, and therefore you can't acquire him because he's already acquired to the Torah. And number two, we have Chashivus, that we are Avdei Hashem, and that makes us important. And therefore, you have to limit the way you enslave. It can't be done in a degrading way. When the Jew can't be enslaved in a degrading way. Even though, yes, the Adon owes him to a certain extent. It's not that the Adon doesn't have any kinyan in the Eved. Obviously, he does. That's why he's his Eved. You're not allowed to do whatever you want. You're not allowed to mistreat him. The pasuk ze hu siyum vehesber klapei kol adinim amiyuchadim shenemru kan beparashat Eved Ivri. And this pasuk is an explanation, a summary, so to speak, of all, not a summary, but an explanation and a closing of all of the dinim that were said here, the special dinim that were said by an Eved Ivri, that it's because li b'nei Yisrael avadim, and also avadahem asher etzesi osam eretz Mitzrayim. On one hand, they are my servants, and therefore you can't be totally kona them. They go out in 6 years, they're meshibah to my Torah. And v'nosaf l'kach avadahem asher etzeti otam eretz Mitzrayim, they're also my servants. In other words, they have chashivas because they're my servants. I took them out of Egypt. They're mine, and therefore you have to treat them nicely. You have to treat them with dignity. In the Torah Shlema here, the Rav Kasher brings in Os Ayin Reish from Navot Rabbi Natan. I'm quoting: Yisrael nikru avadim shenamar ki li bnei Yisrael avadim, umalachei asharet nikru avadim shenamar hein beavadav lo yaamin. ואין את יודע איזה חביב זה מזה, כשהוא אומר כי עבדי הם אשר הוצאתי אותם מארץ מצרים, ישראל חביבים לפניי יותר ממלאכי השרת. The Jewish people are called avadim, says the Medrash, as it says, כי לי בני ישראל עבדים, and מלאכי השרת are called avadim, as it says, הן בעבדיו לא יאמין. As the Pasuk says, famous Pasuk in Eo, We always say it in the piyut in the Yom Noraim. So the Malachi Hashareis, the administering angels, are also called Avadim. And we don't know who's Chaviv. Which Avadim does Hashem like more? The Yidden or the Malachim? When it says, Ki Avadayim Asher Ratzeti Otam Eretz Mitzrayim, we see from here that Yisrael, Chavivim Lefanai, the Jewish people, are more Chaviv before me, are more beloved before me than Malachi Hashareis. And that's explicitly as we explain, that as far as the Kinyan goes, we are equal to Malachi Hashareis. We are acquired to God just like the Malachi Hashareis are acquired to God. And that's Ki Libin Yisrael Avadim. We are Meshivat Hashem. But when it comes to the Chavivus, and that would be the Hagbalah on the Kinyan, that it's only for 6 years, that's Libin Yisrael Avadim, we're acquired to God. And nobody else can absolutely own us. We're already acquired to God, and insofar as that Kenyan is concerned, we're the same as the angels. But then when it comes to the Chavivus, to the fact that we're beloved, the Pasuk says that it's Dafka, the Jewish people. As it says, Avadayim, Asher Hotzeti Otam Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that God did this special chesed for us. He took us out of Egypt. He loves us more. And that shows our chavivus, that shows our chashivus, and that's what we said the second part of the pasuk is talking about. Avadayim asher hotzeiti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim, zeh chavivut, zeh chashivut. Ve'ayin sham od ba'od shin samach zayin, ha'arav kasher evi me'azor ha'kadosh b'chei legimel zayin amud bet, zaka'in inun Yisrael, de'lo yahiv lon ha'kadosh baruch hu l'rav rava u'l'shlicha, el Yisrael achidan bei, v'hu achid behu. ומחביבותה דלהון קרא לון הקדוש ברוך הוא אבדין הדהו דכתיב כי לי בני ישראל עבדים עבדיהם. That meritorious are the Jewish people, that God didn't give us to any minister, any servant, any messenger. Rather, the Jewish people are connected to God, and God is connected to the Jewish people. And because of this chavivus, because of this feeling of affection, of affinity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called us His servant. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim avadayhem. Hare lehedya gam ken, kamo she'amarnu, shema she'katuv avadayhem le'inyan chavivut. This, the latter part of the Pasuk, avadayhem, is the chavivus, that Hashem loves us. We are united with Hashem. Incredible. Ve'al ze ne'emar b'pasuk nun hey, ani Hashem Elokechem. Rashi mefaresh sham shekol ha-mesha'abdan mesha'abdan melemata ki'ilu mesha'abdan melemala. If you're mesha'abed them down here, a Jew, it's like you're mesha'abed them up there from heaven. V'hainu כלפי החלק הראשון שנתבאר מצד קניין הקדוש ברוך הוא, שאילו ישתעבד בו כעבד כנעני ובקניין גמור, הרי פוגע הוא בחלק המשועבד למעלה, שאין לו על זה קניין, שראי השם הוא אלוקיכם ואדון שלכם, ומשום כך אין מחירה אלא על חלק קלוש שנתנה תורה רשות להקנותו. So that's why it says in Pasuk Nun, hey, I am Hashem, your God. If you're Meshabed them down here, it's like you're Meshabed them from up there. In other words, this is Klape, the first Chelek, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Kinyan in us. That's what those words are talking about. The fact that Hashem has a Kinyan in the Jewish people. That if a person is Meshabed, a Jew, like an Eved Kenaini with a Kenyan Gamur, with an absolute Kenyan, so then he is Pogeya, he is impinging on the part that is Meshubed to Hashem, the Mala, that he doesn't have a Kenyan. So it's saying you better be careful not to make him like an Eved Kenaini, not to have an absolute Kenyan, because if you try that, then you are impinging on the kinyan that Hashem has. It's only a partial kinyan. Because Hashem hu Elokeichem ve'adon shelachem. Because Hashem is your God and your master. And therefore, the only kinyan that one can make is a weaker kinyan, a kinyan kalush, that the Torah gave permission to be konen. And this has nothing to do with what it says in Pasuk Membeis. Pasuk Membeis is talking about, what does it say in Pasuk Membeis? It says, Avodaihem. In Pasuk Membeis, it says, Avodaihem asher otzeti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim. For they are my servants who I brought out of the land of Egypt. What's that talking about? Lo yimachu memkeret aved. That's just talking about how to be mishaved. That the you have the hanhagot b'shiabut ha'eved, v'lo legabe yitziot shel ha'eved. Because there the issue is the chashivus of the eved, not the lack of the kinyan in the eved, but the chashivus of the eved. And therefore it doesn't say there, avadayhem asher otzeti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Because again, when it says in the pasuk that ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, the li b'nei Yisrael avadim are showing how you have a weaker kinyan, and therefore the eved is going to go out after 6 years and at the yovel, because there's a weaker kinyan in the eved, that the you don't own his body like an eved kenani. And why is that? Because we're already acquired by Hashem. That's kinyan number one, and that's avadimehem. And then when it says avadehem asher etzesi osam eretz Mitzrayim, that's talking about the chavivus of the eved, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and therefore we shouldn't be enslaved in a degrading manner. So therefore in Pasuk Membeis, all it says is, Avadayhem Asher Otzeti Otam Eretz Mitzrayim. The union of Chavivus, and therefore you shouldn't enslave them in a degrading way. That's earlier on in Pasuk Membeis, but in Pasuk Nunhei, it says both. It says that Libanei Yisrael Avadim, and the Libanei Yisrael Avadim is referring to the fact that there's a weaker kinyan in the Jewish people. And then weiter it says, Avadayim asher otzeti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim, and therefore you have chashivus, because I love you so much, I took you out of Egypt. And only in Pasuk Nunhei it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And what does Ani Hashem Elokeichem mean? That I am your God and you don't have any other master. Nobody can make a kinyan in you because only I have a kinyan in you, so nobody else can make a kinyan in you. Nobody else can fully acquire you. So what is that referring to? That's referring to the avadimhem. That's referring to the first aspect, the fact that the only kinyan, the only one who has a kinyan in us is Hashem. And that is in Shaykh and Pasuk Membeis. In Pasuk Membeis, there we're only talking about avadimhem, our chavivus. Since we're talking about our chavivus, so then the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem aren't appropriate. Because Ani Hashem Elokeichem aren't the chavivus, Ani Hashem Elokeichem refers to the fact that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can truly have a kinyan in us. And therefore, kol mishabdim elamata, if you subjugate them below on this earth, it's as if he subjugates them above in heaven, because by enslaving them here, if you enslave them here like an Eved Kenani, if you try here to make a full kinyan on them, then that impinges on Hashem's full kinyan. So therefore these words are only shayach in Pasuk Nunhei. So again, to summarize, in Pasuk Nunhei, we're talking about two things. Libanei Yisrael Avadim is that only God has an absolute kinyan on us, and therefore we go out in 6 years, and in Yovel. Then when it says, Avadim Asher Otzeti Otam Eretz Mitzrayim, what we're referring to there is that you can't subjugate us in a degrading manner, because Hashem loves us so much, and we prove this from the Midrashim. But those are the two aspects of this pasuk. The Ashu Avadei Amshir Tzisim Eretz Mitzrayim is the chavivus, is the love Hashem has for us. And then only here Ani Hashem Elokeichem is up, and this is what sums up the laws of Avadim. Therefore, we have all these laws limiting the time of the avdus, because you don't have a complete kinyan, and also limiting the type of avdus, the form of the tzura of avdus, because that is Hashem loves us. That's the Avadei Hamasher Tzeis Yosam Eretz Mitzrayim. And then only here it concludes Ani Hashem Elokeichem, because this refers to Libnei Yisrael Avadim, not earlier in Pasuk Membeis, because in Pasuk Membeis we're only referring to the fact that you can't enslave us in a degrading manner, but not the fact that our only complete kinyan is of Hashem. And therefore only here it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And that's why in Pasuk Mem Beis it says, Avadei Hamasher Tzisus Em Eretzem Lo Yimachur Min Keres Aveh. You shouldn't be you shouldn't enslave them like slaves. As Rashi there says, namely by public announcement, saying that here is a slave for sale, neither may they stand him up in an auctioning block for public sale. This is terrific. So we have that you can't enslave him in a degrading manner. So that's the difference between Pasuk Mem Beis and Pasuk Nun Hei. So we still haven't explained how this fits in with the Gemara and Kiddushin. With the Gemara and Kiddushin brings the Pasuk of Libanei Yisrael Avadim, Pasuk Nun Hei, and not Pasuk Mem Beis. So, Mirtzeh Hashem, hopefully God will give us life and health and everything good. And hopefully next time we will explain that as well. And we will see Niflaot Gedolot Mitorat Hashem. In the meantime, we already saw Niflaot Gedolot. So please stay tuned for more. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.